Oh, there's one point I wanted to make that just think about it. Is there a difference between bittul in general, bittul isurin, like barov or pashishin, and between this type of bittul, or is it are they the same? We've mentioned this once before. It's different. What's the difference?
I mean, here it's just the idea that you have the qualities of the thing are being compromised by some external entity. There, it's just basically because of the overwhelming quantity of the other thing, this thing like loses its identity, just like in the multitude.
Right, that's correct. And one is a qualitative bittul, and one is a quantitative. Right? Over here, the qualities of the mitzvah, the integrity of the quality of the individual mitzvah, is mevatel the integrity of the quality of the other mitzvah. But by regular bittul, it's just that it's lost by the machmasos and meyuto. Now we mentioned the chos of an ear. What about if I hold chos of an ear? If I don't hold chos of an ear. If I hold chos of an ear, so then it means that in that proportion it's mutter. But the moment you add some more, so then it's not in that proportion. So therefore you could see that that definition is machmasos and miyuto. But what if I hold it, there's no chos of an ear, it's in the sapech
latter? Therefore, what, you think it's
a quality?
It should be qualitative then?
Right. Does that mean it's qualitative or not? I was just thinking about that this morning.
Question chos v'nir also by yavish, the same question. Tushkut to one nevela, do you have a question of chos v'nir there also, or by Gris, then you do say?
No, I think it's only by Tarubis.
Only by Real Tarubis.
Real Tarubis.
And that's a whole separate question how that bittul works. No, yavish, yavish, whether you have to throw one out, like that's a whole.
That's all different.
That's what Rashi, if you eat them all, you got to get malchus, right?
It's machlokes v'shanim.
Well, you can eat them all three of them, or eat them one at a time, or something.
Throw out one, or eat them not at once, or can you eat them at once? Something.
Yeah, but that's bittul yavish b'yavish.
That's different. Then. You're saying
it's not. It's not eruv tam.
Right. So the question you're asking now is. It's limited to the Yordea area.
Limited to that case.
Right.
If you say chos of an ear, if you say ein chos of an ear, so does that mean it's a qualitative bittul? Because the heter, the is an asapech heter. In other words, that they both hold that the issu loses its identity. But the question is, when it loses its identity, machmasos and miyuto, does it lose its shei misra or not? It's not that the heta converts it. It's not pechlo heta because it's too little. It can't retain its identity as isser. It permanently loses its identity. That's not chayus. Or do you say just it'll never lose its identity, but in this condition it's mutter?
Either way it's going to be quantitative.
Either way it's quantitative. That makes sense.
And so for the first way is that in this quantity it's nefach l'heter?
Yeah. In the first way?
Yeah.
Which is the first way?
Okay, either way. What were you saying? In that quantity?
Okay, so one way is that it can't retain its identity of shemisa when it's in a very small quantity. So it loses shemisa and never comes back. Not that the heter converts it. The other way is that the shemisa never loses its identity, but in a certain ratio it's mutter. So then, if then it'll be chos veneer, the increased ratio. Okay? But both are because of the insignificance of the shear. Okay?
Okay. Tosus, El Mubarak, Hamas, Velchum, Varak, Mara. Im haya koich neem yachad ilo haba asimar derbanon batalo matzo.
That's what it says to bother with.
He's explaining why you have to do each independently and then do the fire.
Even if we hold a hill, you should have to do this.
Finish?
What, to explain how?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, so what do you want to explain? Why what?
Because the Gemara says, Hashta delomeh v'salakeh v'lakavanah. So he's bothered by, even if, what's the difference? According to everybody, you have to do this.
According to everybody, you have to what?
You have to do this plan.
So what's the problem?
First, you mara first, then you do karaf together. Right?
So
who cares? It's not because... Let's say Malachi Karaf Shneem. Well, you do the same thing. It's not because...
I mean, the first part of Malachi Karaf Shneem Yachad Tchila was necessary. What does he have to tell me that? Of course.
Okay, so
right?
Yeah, but
right. And that's the Gemara.
That's the Gemara. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we thought he was just kind of building up.
He's like building up.
Building is like going through the
logical. That's the way Aaron was learning.
Right.
But maybe there's something more here.
Is he maybe saying that there's a more economical way of doing it? You only do two steps instead of three?
Well, let's go a little further. Yeah, I mean, that's what he's going to say, according to each mandama.
That's what that may be his question.
No. Yeah, but mainly what he's saying is you can't do the karach first.
The what?
You can't do the karach first.
I mean, if you do the karach first, the margin of Abdul Lamas, huh?
Right. And you have nothing. But you can't say, but why isn't it Mavad Lamas? I'd go further. Right. Because why? Because we yotze already
matzah. Right. So if we have like hill, so we do matzah by itself, and then we do matzah and mar in the krecha.
But according to the Yitzchak, it's a bizer b'fnei atzma, zer b'fnei atzma, also according to Jesus.
Right? Yeah. Right, but the mitzvah derabanan, he definitely holds that the zechel mikdash should be eaten together, no? Even according to Tosfos. I mean, even according to Tosfos, Hillel holds that this mana mikdash could be yotzei even if you ate them separately.
Right, he evict them separately.
But he still has to hold that the Zechel and Mikdash is to eat them the Krecha, no?
How does that work?
Right.
How does Zechel and Mikdash work? But anyway, let's go back to our first question.
Yeah.
First question is, that's the Zavapasha, right? Mm-hmm. So what is Taisus telling you? That you can't reverse the order. You can't say, I'll do the Dereisa, I'll do like this, I'll do Korech. And Korech is Midrabanan. Mm-hmm. So Korech is midrabanan. So the matzah will be midrabanan.
Right, and you're not going to get to mitzvah matzah deraisa.
Not going to get to mitzvah matzah deraisa.
But at least you have the kiyum krecha derabanan.
Right.
So you're saying that you wouldn't have the kiyum krecha derabanan?
So no.
Because it's essential shem is deraisa, is that mitzvah deraisa? Why not?
Right. That's a good question, huh?
Okay.
You're going to pick which shame you're going to do? Like, that doesn't make any sense, though.
Why not?
Because isn't that, like, just like a natural entity? Like the mitzvah is going to define what you're...
Mavatl Lamara Darabanan. Mavatl Lamara Darabanan. But don't they hold that you could do Krecha also? What?
But as man as they can.
But as man as they mean, because there's no.
Yeah, but you couldn't do. They wouldn't hold you could do Krecha if you'd already eaten matzah.
And they wouldn't have Zeichel HaMikdash.
Right, I think the end shows that the hold is not Zeichel HaMikdash, no? And that's the end of Tosfos.
Even in this Zeichel HaMikdash, you couldn't do Krecha if you had already eaten matzah. Who says that would, how do you know that would work?
No, because you don't do it. Kiyam the Reis of Matzah's Mormon Mitzvah.
Maybe don't you see from the last line that they have no
Zeichel HaMikdash? Maybe it's Matzah Shal Mitzvah. It's not
just. No, yeah.
The last line he says, since Hillel has the mitzvah derabanan of Zeichel HaMikdash, you could do just matzah and then the krecha.
Right.
The conclusion that the derabanan wouldn't have that.
Right.
But
that's a derisa.
Well, they're not holding there's a special chiyuv of matzah and mar together. Aren't they holding that matzah is a separate mitzvah and mar is a separate mitzvah? If you eat it together, it's good.
Right.
See, the question is, what is the Zeichel HaMikdash? What is the Zeichel HaMikdash? What makes it into a Zeichel HaMikdash? So what makes it into a Zeichel HaMikdash is Bizman Shehoya Beis Mikdash. If we live now, if now we were Bizman Shehoya Beis Mikdash, so how would we do it? So some people would do like the Chacham, because so they would do Zebifne Asma. And some people would do like Hillel, Karach. So the Zeichel HaMikdash is that you're doing both. Just like you're doing it now, just like they did Bizman Shehoya Beis Mikdash, doing both. That's a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's not a Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, really. It's really Zeichel HaMikdash. That's why Rambam doesn't have Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel. He just says Zeichel HaMikdash. Why? Because the Zeichel HaMikdash is that Bizman Shehoya Beis Mikdash, so people would do one way, some people would do separately, and some people would do together, like Hillel. Because Sleit Melech Sleit Kamar V'lo Kamar. Right? So therefore, in other words, according to Taisvis, you'd be Yetzi either way. But according to Chum, it's preferable to do them separately. According to Hill, it's preferable to do them together. So Bizman should make, if we were Bizman a bias, so some people would be doing like the Rabbanan, some people would be doing like Hill. Because, Lo'et Melch, so Lo'kamar, Lo'kamar.
Okay.
So that's the way, so what you're doing is, you're doing the Korech in order to show that Bizman Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim, some people did it this way and some people did it that way. That's the Zeichel HaMikdash.
Okay.
All right, so you can't start off with Korech.
Why not?
Because the Korech only comes into existence after you did the Rabbanan.
After you did which Rabbanan?
Because once you did it separately, you yotze already. Right?
Right.
So why are you going on?
Because
Zeichel HaMikdash to show who I was in the time of Mikdash.
Right.
So that's why it's only if you do it that way does it work.
Because if you do it the other way.
If you do it the other way, so then there's no more. It's no more Zeichel HaMikdash.
Why? Because it will be when you eat the matzah separately.
And then my frail is no good.
But you're saying the whole Zeichel HaMikdash is
about everything. It's all about everything.
You're saying the totality of
everything. No, but you have to add up the totality later. The Shas Maisa when you do Korech, so what are you doing?
You're doing it on Hillel.
How do you know you're doing it on Hillel? It's all did it. Chum also hold, but you have a Yosef Korech. What?
You're doing it on Hillel, it's a Yosef Korech.
But how do you know that? Because see, you only know that once you did all the chiyuvim. Once I did all the chiyuvim and I was yotze koin to Hillel, and I was yotze koin to the chachamim, so now what I do is Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, because now I'm showing that Bizman, if we would go back in time now to the Beis HaMikdash, so we'd find some people do like the Rabbanan and some people do like Hillel, because it's two lechatchilas.
And it has to be categorical, because like since you already discharged your chiyuvim.
Right.
So now it's mukhach.
Now it's mukhach that the only reason you discharge your chiyuvim according to Hillel and according to the chacham, because they both hold yotze.
So eating together, they both hold yotze.
What?
If eat them together, you did both of these.
Not today.
No, not today.
But isn't that different from the reason that Tosa
is matzah?
Because of matzah.
So if you eat them together, then eat matzah. Right? Now you don't say everything, really.
Right.
So we eat that mar, the last mar, isn't that Zechel Mikdash?
What, the last mar is Zechel Mikdash? Why is it last mar Zechel Mikdash?
You already yotzei the mar.
Why would you eat the last mar?
What order did you do it?
Krecha, matzah, mar.
But the krecha is a kiyum of Zechel Mikdash. And the Zechel Mikdash is because in the time of the Mikdash you do the preferable way. So it's only after you did it the other way, and Yotze according to Hillel, that now you can introduce the concept that we're just doing this. We don't have to do this, but we're just doing this because of the way they ate, the derech that they ate in the time of the Mikdash.
So if this is a shame, right? So now first you have to, in order to have that shame, you have to have no chiyuvim.
That's right.
Isn't that different from the reason Tosus himself gives them?
Why?
It sounds like he says that the reason you don't do it is because you can't do it, because how asimar drop on the vata lamatzah. Isn't there just his reason?
Yeah, that's right, because the whole korech only emerges after when it's muchach that it's emerging.
Yeah, but why does he say that the reason is that you can't do this? His reason is because the maror, if you did korech first, the maror would be mevatel lamatzah.
In other words, you can't make an announcement that now I'm going to do the korech. The korech has to emerge by itself.
But no, I understand it. I understand how it's
supposed to. So there's no korech. So since there's no korech, because it doesn't emerge naturally at this point, so it'll come out that the maror derabanan will be involved in matzah deraisa. Come out, you're involved in deraisas.
He's just saying the last step of the process.
What do you mean?
I'm asking how Tosos is. Words are expressing the idea that you're saying. So I'm still not seeing.
Tosos is saying that you can't assign the korech in the beginning, because korech has to korech is zechel mikdash, and it has to emerge after you fulfill all your chiyuvim.
Right, I understand. Right.
So therefore, now you can't say you're doing korech.
Right.
So what are you doing? So you're doing mitzvahs matzah midrash, and you're doing mitzvahs maror midrabbanan.
So he's just saying the idea you have to work out, and then once you work out the idea, then the only thing you're left with, once you see that you can't do Zechel Mikdash now,
right,
the only thing you could be left with is the Ikar Chiyuv.
That's right.
And that he's saying you can't have.
Right.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. If we paskin just like the Rabban, you eat matzah and then you eat mortar and that would be it?
The paskar has to emerge as something superfluous. That's the Zechel Mikdash. And what is the superfluity? The fact that you're representing the preferable form of each of according to each mandama. Of course, in the Bisman HaMikdash, that's the way they did it. But you're doing it in one person.
So, one question: when you did the matzah and maror separately, so that you're being mekayim yuchiyum the rabbanon.
Mikdash. People didn't delight the Rabbanan too. Some because there was no psak halacha. Because hashtad lo et milchasa. So people did like the Rabbanan because they followed the preferable way of the Rabbanan. Some people followed the preferable way of Hillel. They were both Yotze b'dievad.
So what you just did prior to the krecha, that has like a dual nature? In other words, you're being kind of chiyiv, and also it's reflecting back that that's also part of to reflect back on the Rabbanan?
Yeah, because now you're doing Hillel's preferable way, so now you understand that with the Rabbanan's preferable way also. That you did already.
Oh, I see. So in other words, the krecha is reflecting on Hillel's asiyah, and it's also reflecting back on your previous asiyah that was the Rabbanan.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's relative to the previous asiyah. You're doing korech.
It reflects back on the whole thing right from the get-go.
That's right.
So you can't say Zechel Mikdash Kehillel.
Right.
So you can't say it.
Can't say it.
Can't say it.
Because we have said.
Right. Have said it. Yes. And it's one complete thing.
Right. This pshat really explains the Rambam. You see the Rambam?
No.
Take the Rambam. Perek Ches, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you take it from Bizman HaMikdash or just Bizman HaZeh?
Vachkach Korich Matzah Morik Echad in Halacha Vav.
Yeah, Vachkach Korich Matzah Morik Echad. This is Bizman HaMikdash, I think, right?
Yes.
So, Metabel Vacharoses. Umvarech Baruchat Hashem Alkinim Alach Olam Shikishem Tzav Tzivonu Alachilas Matzah Zumrorim Ve'ochlam.
So don't know, yeah, knows again, yes, kashim ram, what's kashim? Right, it is?
It's possibly like...
Yeah, that's correct. So right, zel kehil, and come up on zel seder lo diet.
So they're saying...
Paskins like hill.
Paskins like hill.
But he learns the hill, but the Eved works separately.
How do you say, how do you know Paskins like hill?
What?
So what does it mean as a sort of ladayak?
The
rivet,
or is that the
Nosekim?
That's the
rivet.
The rivet.
What
does
Nosekim
say? Vachkach korech matzah morer v'chulei. Per zel b'mikdash v'nechleku b'gemara shehilo korchan b'vasa achas v'cholkin alav chavira v'amru v'fil zeh b'fnei atzma v'zeh b'fnei atzma v'gemara chashul divrei hilal k'moshi yisbar l'mata. Right, then you make a bracha separately. So I guess it means you can do it either way because it was lo mar hilchasa.
The timber kasazah for Pesach Mishnah. Okay. Yeah, well, the rabbi is difficult, right?
Yeah.
What do
you mean by seder?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the plain pshat in the Ram like Tesis fits in beautifully. That really, you could do either one. According to Hill, it's preferable to do Kreicha. Right. But Yotzi even Zevif Nasa, Zevif Nasma.
Right.
And according to the Chachamim, Yotzi if you do Kreicha also. But even the Lachatchili should have b'fnei atzma, b'fnei atzma, because each one should have a separate ma'isa. So the Rambam is explaining the way, according to Tosfos, comes out exactly perfect. The Rambam is explaining the way they did it as much based on Kesher Yekai.
Sounds like he's taking Hillel, though, over the Rabbanon?
No.
You mean he's saying they're equal, basically?
He's saying they're equal. According to if he holds like Tosfos, what's
well,
the perfect?
Well, if they're told to assume the Kachili, you do matzah more separately.
Why?
According to
Tosfos,
according to Bani, Shimatzimor
separately? According to
Tosfos,
yeah.
The
Ram
is holding the
Kachiyu Shimatzimor
together.
No, he's not saying
Lachatrila. Sounds like when he says V'achakach Korech, and then he says later V'amachal, it's not like Lachatrila with the
other. Either way. V'amachal, either way. You can do either way once.
But it doesn't sound Lachatrila with the other. Imachal,
No. Because then what does he hold? He holds the Rabban hold, that hill holds with the other Yotzei.
The others are abundant, go either way, I feel, they don't care. There's no difference.
No, we'd have to go the other way. They're abundant. No,
right,
so
why would it be like a chila?
Anyway, Paskin's like hill.
Right, it would make sense the other way. You say that what? He'll look at abundant, but like a chila is
like hill. So then why do you, with an akhil, you be able to do that seventh and seventh and seventh?
Right.
I mean, hill holds, kid holds, but the other, you would say?
So if it holds B'Evi Yotze, so then...
But they're abundant hold that it doesn't matter which way you do it.
They certainly wouldn't hold that Korich is better.
Right? They just hold that feel, it doesn't matter, either way it's okay.
Right.
So you might as well choshes for Hillel and do Mechia do Kriha. For the abundant doesn't matter.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying, let's say Hillel holds that, like a Chia should do Kriha, but the B'Evi Yotze if you do separately.
That's like Tezus. And what are the Chum hold?
The Chum hold doesn't matter, either way it doesn't matter.
That what?
You could do Kreicha or Zeb B'Neyat and Zeb B'Neyat. Afilu Zeb B'Neyat and Zeb B'Neyat. Like, really, like what it sounds they say. Afilu, either way, it's okay. Not like Tosos. Tosos is like, Machik, that Afilu means, like, Afilu, you really should do it.
Should do it.
Yeah, but so you don't find the Ram. Just Afilu means, either way, you can do it. It's okay.
Well, that's what the Ram is mashma.
Well, I'm saying that the Ram, I think Ram is mashma like Afilu, you really should do it like Hillel. You should do Kreicha together. But the other, you don't say you can do it separately.
So
it's not he's passing like Hillel. The Gemara says
He's recommending that he makes two separate brachas.
He's
recommending two separate brachas. But the Eved, I don't think he would say, it's not mashman, but the Eved is just saying that if you do it the other way, then you have to make two separate brachas. He's saying it's mashman, they're both equal. Depends how you do it. One bracha or two. And that's Panashas Lashon Rama.
Was the Ravid's question on
him? Ravid's question, I don't know whether he doesn't understand the Ravid. But the Ravid seems to hold that the Ramam Paskin is like Hillel. The Kama comes there, say the Lord die. What does he mean?
Maybe saying...
I mean, the plain shot in the Ramam is that you can do either way. Just like Tesis. That's you don't have to squeeze the Ramam at all. And I'll share something else. Take a look later at Bizman HaZeh.
Okay. Bizman HaZeh, Sheim Shon Karbon, Achash Nevorech HaMotzi Lachem, Chozer Nevorech HaLachilas Matzah. Metabel Matzah Bacharoses Ve'Ochel. Chozer Nevorech HaLachilas Mar, Metabel Mar Bacharoses Ve'Ochel. Ve'lo Yishe Oso Bacharoses Shema Yivatel Taimo. Ve'zo Metzum Divrei Sofrim. The chozer, the korech matzo mor, and the talo bacharosis, the ochlam below bracha, zechel mikdash.
He doesn't say zechel mikdash kill.
Right? Not here. I don't know if it's in that one, but.
It's not.
I don't really trust this one.
Zechel mikdash. Is this kavach also?
Basically. Basically. With a few other manuscripts, whatever they compare it to. Yeah.
So it's very good why it doesn't say kill. Because what he's saying is, it's not the Zechel Mikdash, not doing it Hill's way, it's doing it the way they did the Tana Mikdash, both ways. And that's the way he has it.
But that you could do it either way.
Either way. So that's why it doesn't say Zechel Mikdash Kehill. Because the doing it like Hill is not the Zechel Mikdash. Zechel Mikdash is that you do it the preferable way each way.
Both.
It's both.
How does he say that about the Mikdash again? He doesn't say.
He doesn't say.
How do you say either do it together or do it separately?
It says Zehu kehillel, mikamakom zeh seder lo dai.
No one explains him.
So he's learning the Rambam means kachili. You should do it together, right?
Right.
Like hillel.
There's a Lecha Mishnah on it.
How big Lecha Mishnah?
It's not huge, but it's not small. should I take it? He gets to the Ravid like in the middle. He gives the whole thing and then he says, "Nearly she's there with Masha Yisigua Ravid." So I think.
Okay.
Should I take it?
Yeah.
It says, "The Machamatsu Bifnei Atzmo, Amar Bifnei Atzmo Mevarich on each one separately." So he says, "Kasha, Kivin Dehu Chashash, the Lehillel, the Lehillel, Ude Chachamim."
See, he learns also l'chatchila.
Yeah. So, but he says, "Hayelo lomar the leva the tarvayu misfeka." Okay.
A what?
He said he wants Aram to say that you should do both. Mitzat misafek.
How does that make sense?
I guess he's learning that each one holds.
Likuva, that's only that one.
That's indispensable.
I mean, that's funny because they're up on an openly, aren't they? No. But openly aren't.
Right,
it's
like
who to do it separately.
Right.
I don't know where he's coming from.
I mean, he's learning that each hold, each one
does get any kasha.
Not that way.
Not does he get any kasha?
And that's his kasha. The hatema hazeh who gadol yosel divrei harav amagizal shekasav the gemara chashul divrei hillel v'chulei. It was that kasav rabbeinu v'chulei. Dim kain hayelolomar the yasash name to the precious. He says, "Odi shlachas l'divrei Rabbeinu Zal, the kivon shdehu rotsa lotzeis midi sveika the Hillel, ha Hillel mashma the Gemara dahay akorech haPesach v'amatzah v'hamara yachad, mishum dahay medakte kakasuv shamar amatzah shulam yachlu v'im kain."
It's separate.
Yeah, different thing with the Pesach.
I mean, Aram doesn't put the Pesach in there.
Yeah.
In his mind to make this.
Right.
So he says, "V'nearly shizeh mashi siu harayved zal, v'amar likamakum lo dayek zahaseder, klamar hu rotsa lotzeis idei Hillel v'lo dayek." Shahayalo lomar zeh the korech yachad imma pesach. So he's learning it in terms of that.
Seder means you should include the pesach.
That's what he wants to say. What's the last lesson arrive at again?
Zehu kehillel mikamakom zeh seder lo lo
dayet. How does he know? How does he know? Skill. He's close enough to arrive at.
And then I guess the rabbi's learning the Rambam is like, oh, really, you should do it together.
I don't know. It's tough. Let me ask you another question. According to Taisvis, it's a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah, right? Because he says, since you have to do the Krecha and the Rabbanon, so it's Rabbanon and Rabbanon. So it's Chefetz Shal Mitzvah, right?
The end of the, if you had like Hillel.
Right.
Yeah.
They did Pesach Matzah Mar.
Right. Just like this Maisa Sipur Balma. It sounds like it's not really a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah.
That's right.
Yeah.
According to Rashbam, it wouldn't be a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah.
Right.
Which one would not be Chefetz Shal Mitzvah?
Sit on?
Yeah. The Matzah wouldn't be or the Mar wouldn't be?
The Matzah. Because if it's just Sipur, so the whole Korach is not a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah, it's just the Maisa Sipur because there's no Pesach.
He agrees with Rashbam that Hillel did Pesach, Matzah, and Mar all
right. Right?
I mean, factually.
Right.
As far as we know.
Right.
So therefore the Matzah is saying is a Chetzah Shoshos, and should be a Vatel Mar Dorvana?
Right.
You can't say according to Hillel the Rabbanan is the Mar with Matzah. The Rabbanon of Mar, because that's the way it was eaten.
You mean like the Rambam?
No, but that...
If he yells like the Rambam, we have no problem.
Right. Once he told Pesach, the Rabbanon of Mar should be Mar separately alone.
Right. So you must say that the Chachamim made the Mitzvahs Korech on the Dvar Manachol and the things that are Akim in the Pesach. In other words, the Rabbanon took the things that are akim in the Pesach and rendered them in my Heft Shal Mitzvah. Matzah Mar together? Because there still is a difference between Matzah Mar and Pesach. Because the akim in Pesach is Matzah Mar. So according to Taisus, you're going to have to say that the Chachamim, when they assigned the Mitzvah Skarech, so they rendered the Mitzvah Skarech is to take the two things that are akim in the Pesach. What?
She make a bracha on that?
No, but the only reason you did it is because Echel Migdash.
And he's saying he's still holding it's a Sipur? Like
no,
Rashbam?
No, no.
Totally
no, Chefetz. Because once you say Sipur, you're going to have a problem.
Right. No,
it's a
Chefetz. Right.
It's a Chefetz Midrabanan?
It's a Chefetz Midrabanan.
Zechel Migdash.
Because you want to show the preferable way. But we don't have a Pesach today. So they expressed it on the Dvar Manachol and Mimma Pesach.
Meaning, Bizmana Mikdash, it's not, conceptually, it's not all, they're not all equal, on equal footing when you do the Krei for the Pesach, Matzah, and the Mar.
Well, if he held like the Rambam, then you have no problem.
Right.
But if he holds that the Krei was with the Pesach together.
Right.
Right, but still it's a Krei of Pesach and Dvar Mana Echal Mimo. It's not just all one like thing with no distinction between any of that.
That's right. Scheme of the Chachamim, when they did Krei, they did the krech on the dvarim that are kiyumim in the Pesach. That's what they did.
So
it's a chefetz shal mitzvah to matzah. So that's why it can. That's why it will be matzahs for shus. If you'll do matzah first and then you do karach second.
So be good.
That'll be good.
Matzah
derbani. The matzah shor shus will be mivat lamar.
I thought it wouldn't. Isn't that also going to be matzah derbani then?
What's that?
If you held like Hillel, that would.
If you held like Hillel, be good.
That'd be good, right?
Be good.
Yeah.
Because it'd be Matzah, be Mitzvah.
Of course, because since you have to do Zechel HaMikdash, you have to do the preferable way, so therefore it's a Chefetz Shal Mitzvah.
Right.
Right.
What's the point of that?
Yeah.
Like, before we explain the reason that to even have a Zechel HaMikdash was because of the Sipur. Made sense in the
Sipur. That was the very
right. Point. But now that we're saying that there's no, it's not Sipur, so then what's the purpose of it? It's just Zechel HaMikdash. Like,
I mean, what's the purpose of Zechel HaMikdash?
Yeah.
So he says Zechel HaMikdash is a kiyum in the whole Agada.
If that was before when we were saying Sipur.
Right, but depends how they constructed it. In other words, how they construct.
I mean, so it's still a kiyum in
the... It's not because it looks like it.
Right.
It's a question of the mechanism.
Not because of
the
reference to it.
Right. But the Kiyam is ultimately...
It's still a Kiyam in the Haggadah.
Still a Kiyam in the Haggadah.
Right. Even though...
Didn't we say that according to Hillel there wouldn't be a Zecher of Mikdash? If you... Just according to Hillel.
No, according to the Rabbanah there wouldn't be.
According to the Rabbanah.
But if according to Hillel you'd still do Zecher of Mikdash nowadays?
No. You couldn't have it.
You could have matzah separately
anyway, separate from each other.
Something we said before, according to Hillel alone, you wouldn't have a zechah.
Oh, you mean to say because you're gonna?
But now you're saying that.
You're right.
According to the Rabbani, you wouldn't have it because you do them separately, and that was the preferable way. That's it. According to Hillel, you have to do them separately not because of mivatlos, but now you also want to do a zechah for the preferable way.
Because
you can't do the preferable way.
That's right.
That's right.
He's right.
So according to Hillel, Bismazi, you'd also still have a Zecher of Mikdash.
Yeah, you're right, he's right. Because according to Hillel, since you have to do it the preferable, since you'd be doing it the preferable way, so that would be Zecher of Mikdash.
You have to eat matzah separately
because of matzah derives from Mar Darabana.
Right, now you can eat Mar alone, or you can eat Mar with matzah and a Krecha. So the Bar Machayv you to eat them together.
Right.
Mishum Zecher of Mikdash.
Right.
That's what it means. Just admit
because that would be Zecher HaMikdash. Because according to Hillel, you're Yotze B'dievet according to Tosfos.
According to Hillel, you're Yotze
B'dievet according to Tosfos.
If you eat it separately.
Right, so you're Yotze B'dievet. So what are you doing now? So the answer is you're doing it because preferable way is Mash Beis Mavshei Kayim. So Hillel alone, if you had Hillel alone, you'd have Zecher HaMikdash.
So but wouldn't you say that is the whole mitzvah of Mar? If you just had Hillel alone, there would be no independent mitzvah of Mar midirabanan. You'd have matzah d'oraisa, and then you'd have a mitzvah d'irabanan of Mar and matzah together. There would be no mitzvah of Mar alone.
Why?
Why would they wouldn't do it. Hillel wouldn't do Mar alone.
But then you can't do it, because the d'irabanan will be involved with d'oraisa.
No, you eat matzah first, according to Hillel.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to eat matzah and mar together.
What about the mitzvah d'rabbanan of mar?
According to Hillel, wouldn't have that.
Why not?
Do you say Hillel would have two mitzvah d'rabbanans that you do simultaneously?
Yeah, one is the zeichel mikdash and mar. I mean, who says that mar is zeichel
mikdash?
It's just the fact of new chafetz on mar.
So you'd have two mitzvahs.
One second. I may make a mistake. What does they say according to Hillel? What would you do?
Matzah alone and then krecha.
Matzah alone and then krecha.
Midrabbanan. Right.
Why Krecha Midrabanan?
Because you need to do Mar. I mean, I think you need to do Mar Midrabanan.
So where would be the Zecher HaMikdash?
In the Krecha. You're doing the Krecha now.
I mean, you're not doing Mar B'fnei Atzma.
I thought it sounds like you say it means you're doing both. You're getting Marar, but then at the same time, you're also doing Krecha.
Right, I'm saying who says there's independence of
Mar? But that's not what he says. Then you shouldn't say it this way. He says that there's no problem with Bittul because it's Darabanan Darabanan. He should just say there's only one mitzvah, according to you.
You're saying there's three steps or two steps?
So it's funny though, according to Hillel, there's this independence of Mar, which you never do. You just always are Yotze in the mitzvah of Krecha.
You're
always
Yotze in mitzvah Mar.
Yeah. Is that so? It's a funny formulation.
So you wanted the Zecher HaMikdash then?
Then you wanted, that's what I'm saying, that's what we said before, you wanted Zecher HaMikdash.
So what are you doing then?
So why is it
for?
So you're saying separately?
The only way you have Zecher HaMikdash is if you did it separately.
Did what separately?
According to Hillel, you can have a Zecher HaMikdash according to Hillel if you did it separately first.
Why would you do them together? So what are you doing according to Tosfos?
What do you mean?
What would the sense?
But apparently that's not true. We made a mistake. We got messed up here.
Okay.
Because the thing was, we were thinking that that according to Hillel, you do matzah separately, then you do mara separately, and then you do karach.
Right.
But that wouldn't taste as no. That says you do karach because you would do the preferable way.
You do Mar in the preferable way.
Right.
With the matzah.
Right, because of the matzah.
But the matzah also has to be Durban.
The matzah is Durban.
Only because of the Krecha.
Right.
But the Krecha is only because of the Zecher HaMikdash, no?
Okay, so what's the problem?
Can you accomplish both at once?
That's the question.
You can accomplish two?
You're asking, those are circularity. We're saying that Krecha is only... The matzah only derabanan because of the krecha, which is zecher mikdash.
Right.
And then the day you don't have zecher mikdash.
Why don't you zecher mikdash? Why?
You're saying that the zecher mikdash is only after you've
raised the krecha. You didn't do the mar yet.
What?
You didn't do the mar yet.
Right.
So it's not zecher mikdash. So the matzah should be rishos. You should be about the mar, and you should have anything.
Just do it again, or
what? You did the matzah d'oraisa.
Yeah.
Now when you do matzah mar together.
Take it off. Just do it again, or what?
You did the matzah d'oraisa.
Yeah.
Now when you do matzah mar together.
Take it off. In the preferable way.
Mitzvah of mar d'rabanan?
Yeah, mitzvah of mar d'rabanan. Do mar d'rabanan in the preferable way. The preferable way is with the matzah.
Also, that's not Zecha Mikdash anymore. It's just the mitzvah of Mar to eat it with matzah.
That's right.
But he says, but that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that the problem, there's no problem because matzah is Darabon and Mar is Darabon and they're not Mevata.
So that's according to
Hillel.
Hillel, after you did it according to the Rabbanan.
No, he says, but you're saying it's just one Darabana, no? It's not like, not just Darabana, not like two Darabana.
That's a good question. But the other, it makes sense.
It does make sense, but it doesn't know what he's saying.
I know, this is funny to say, there's like a mitzvah Darabana of Mara independently, and a mitzvah Darabana of Mara with matzah.
But that's not a mitzvah of Mara with matzah, that's just a mitzvah of Zechel Mikdash of the Krecha. It's not like Mara with matzah. I mean,
if you say there's a still Zechel Mikdash going down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why you're... Still, I think the possibility that there isn't. Isn't it clear that there is?
The Rabbana. So you eat matzah alone and then do your Rabbana and Mar, which is matzah Mar.
Right. But it sounds like you're
trying to explain why it's not, why the matzah is not about to the Mar.
Right.
But how can
you
not
do that? Yeah, but how can you do that way? Right.
That's what?
That's the mitzvah to eat them together.
Ain't a chanami.
But it's not because you have two Rabbana.
But he says it's like a Rabbana and
there's one mitzvah.
Like both
Rabbana. Yeah, because they're both Rabbana because.
But there aren't two things.
They're both Darabonim,
right,
yeah.
It's not
but
two things.
You can't look at them as two different things.
Yeah, but the Chacham have to create two Chavtzos, because there's no real Tziruf.
Why?
Because there's no Pesach.
Yeah, but why do you say that? This is the there's a Chavtza of Masamara.
Why do you have a Chavtza of Masamara? There's a Matza a separate Chavtza.
Okay, I hear that. So therefore, what happened?
So therefore, if you held like Hillel, so the preferable way would be to eat matzah and mara together.
Right.
There's manabias.
Right.
Okay.
So there was never a case where you ate mara separately.
Right.
So mitzvahs mara has to be nechal and matzah. So the chachum have to make the matzah until cheftz shel mitzvah.
Because the daraisa was to eat mara with the matzah shel mitzvah.
Right. There was never a mitzvah smar with Neatzma.
So they create matzah, a mitzvah of matzah midarabana?
A mitzvah of matzah midarabana.
So you can do mar with that matzah?
That's right.
But the matzah doesn't exist alone. It wouldn't be against anything just eating it alone. Right. It wouldn't be a chiyah darabana to eat that matzah.
Right.
No.
The whole point of that matzah is simply to be eaten with the mar.
We're eating with the mar. To do it in the preferable way.
That sounds
interesting. If you have mitzvahs mevatel, so then this tosis would be a problem. And then the mar, then you say the matzah would be mevatel the mar.
That's right, but he'll hold in.
Really, even though they set up the matzah to be eaten with the mar, it's still mevatel.
In a chanami, because they can't do that.
They just couldn't do something like that.
The mishnah, they couldn't do it mevatel, because they're setting up the mar. They're saying like this: there's a mitzvah mar. Now mar you can't eat separately because there's no such thing as marabayas. So therefore must be eaten with matzah. But there's no such thing as matzah and mar or b'tziruf, so they have to make a mitzvah krecha in order to fill the mar. So they have to make, so they have to give the matzah. Now the matzah is din of a din of mitzvah.
So it's not
as it.
That is it.
So
is it
Zeichel Mikdash?
It's still Zeichel Mikdash. No, it's not
Zeichel Mikdash. Aren't you saying that the whole way they set up mar was that it was in the form of Zeichel Mikdash? They said
they wanted to have mar. It's only because they didn't want to lose Mar.
Right.
So really, this whole thing is just to achieve Mar. It's not Zeichel Mikdash.
Well, Mar itself is Zeichel Mikdash. Why do they do Mar? Because they don't want to lose the mitzvah Mar.
Right.
But that's not a special Zeichel Mikdash.
Right. Exactly. Right.
The Zeichel Mikdash is that if we were in the time of the Beis Mikdash.
So how do you read the end
of the Tosfos? B'di'evet, I mean, like in the Ran.
Okay.
on whether you have to do tibul by karech.
Okay.
So if you, as he says, you know, take a look.
Via Ezra?
Senior Rev? Dr. Rev? It's it's in Bay, it's on Chafei Amar Aleph. V'karech Kosov Via Ezri. Shein Litbo B'charasis. Rashi V'ra... What?
Shulte
Gibarim, yeah. Shulte Gibarim Bay's. Shein Litbo B'charasis. Take a look at the Ran.
They see the Ran, the beginning of the Ran. It's like just like Tosafot, but he says you do it Zecher Mikdash.
Which one?
With the exact lashon.
The Hashdan.
You have a Hashdan.
I'll take it tomorrow.
Okay. Do the same thing, but he says according to Hillel, you matz alone, and you do matz and mar together Zecher Mikdash.
According to Hillel.
Yeah. The reason why the matzah is not mevatel the mar is because the matzah is a hamikdash. It's not just the rishas. He doesn't call it the bottom, but it's...
I mean, he owes mar the bottom, they weren't mesakin like.
They were sakin on its own.
On its own.
The matzah is not mevatel because it's not rishas breda, it's a hamikdash.